We are happy to be here in this same hall and we were meeting at the place of Madhav. And today we are happy to change our Lord to your place. Wherever we go, our duty is to perform sankirtan. There are, according to the dictation of our Veda and scriptures, revealed scriptures, there are three types of yogas. One is karma yoga, and the second is jnana yoga, the third is bhakti yoga. When we have got attachment with the world, with all material objects, with our kith and kin, with our wife, children, with our property, house, then we have to follow this karma yoga, which will lead us to the second step. And after that, I come to jnana yoga by following the rules and regulations of varnashrama dharma, as a father or as a wife or as a child or as a proprietor or an old and young student and a grihastha, they have got certain rules prescribed in our Veda, in our revealed scriptures, that we should not violate all this. And then we can get the knowledge of not only the material knowledge, but we can get the knowledge of transcendental knowledge. That knowledge cannot be explained, cannot be understood. And then we come to bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is to serve, bhakti service. To whom? To serve it. To serve the Lord, Supreme God. In karma yoga we serve according to our standard of living, according to our understanding, according to our relationship with the matter, we have to deal with it properly, and gradually we can rise ourselves to the second step, the knowledge, and third step is bhakti. In karma, bhakti's association is wanted, and in jnana, bhakti's association or help is wanted. Without the help of devotion, karma cannot be completed, and without the help of Bhakti yoga, this jnana also cannot be had. And bhakti yoga, it is not, no other yoga's assistance or help is necessary. Either karma yoga or either jnana yoga should help bhakti. No, bhakti is independent. It helps others. It is independent. That bhakti we have to know, and it can be known to a mind which is free from desires. Anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anabhritam anukulya na krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. That is called bhakti. That we must know it properly. And another is bhakti sabai pumusam paro dharma yato bhakti radhokshade ahaituki apratyata jyatma suprati dati. That bhakti is supreme. Sabai punsam paro dharma, it is supreme religion of every human being. Bhakti. Sabai punsam paro dharma, yato bhakti radhokshade. That bhakti towards adhokshada, adhakrutam indriyajam jnanam jena sa, through our senses, and through our mind, through our intellect, the object of earth cannot be understood. So it is called adhokyata. Through eyes we cannot see the murtis. Through our ears we cannot hear about the glories of pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Through our nose we cannot smell. Through our tongue we cannot speak. And through our skin we cannot touch it. Sabda, parusa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Which is beyond sabda, which is beyond sparsha, we cannot hear through our ears, beyond it. We cannot receive it. We cannot touch it. Through touching we know, some knowledge can be obtained, but that is not complete, incomplete, because our senses are not complete. It is not complete sense. We see certain distance we can see. We can hear certain volume of sound. We can taste when our tongue is not affected by any disease. And we can touch only if my receiving capacity, touching capacity is not altered by giving injection. If you give injection, senseless ingression, and you cut with knife, but you cannot feel that. Why not? Sensing, if any small ant is walking, I can say something is walking. But when senseless injection is given and operation is going on, you cannot say. Your blood is coming in, operation is going on, you cannot feel. So that sensing capacity is limited. And now we have got five senses. One is jnanendriya, for which we can gather knowledge. But one subject is there, the Godhead, who is beyond our understanding, beyond our speech, beyond our mind, and beyond our anything, senses, whatever senses we may have. Yato vaso nivartante aprapya manasasaha. That our speech cannot reach that place. We cannot reach through this tongue. We cannot able to sing the glories. We cannot hear through our ears, defective ears, and we cannot touch with this our touching sense. When these things go down, beyond that it is called abhuktada. So abhuktada is the Supreme Lord. Tato vaso nivartante aprapya manasasaha. The teacher cannot understand, cannot speak, and your mind cannot realize, intellect cannot understand, and eyes cannot see, ears cannot hear. It is called adhuktada. So that about adhuktada is the transcendental, that aprakrita science make you understand, to realize, to know the Supreme Lord, we have to practice devotion. Devotion means service. What is that service? 9 types of services. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Rajyam, Saksham, Atmanivedanam. Iti Pumsarpita Vishnu Bhaktisthe Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyadha Tanmanne Adhitottamam. Prahalad, in Bhagavatam 7th canto, Prahalad told Hiranyakashyapu, his father asked, "Boy, all these days what you have studied in from your spiritual master, Sukrāchārya's children, what you have studied, please repeat." Then he told, "Father, I have studied the supreme knowledge, and that is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Arjanam, Vandanam, Darsam, Satyam, Atmanivedanam." Shravanam, to hear the glories or pastimes of the Supreme Lord is bhakti. And to repeat the name of, divine name of Lord Krishna or Rama, divine name, or to sing the glories of the beauty of the Supreme Lord and His personality and about paraphernalia of the virtues of the Supreme Lord, Rupa Kirtan, Guna Kirtan, and the paraphernalia, Radha Lila Kirtan, pastimes Kirtan, all this one must, step by step, one must repeat and hearing the same nama, or by hearing Parikshit Maharaj grasp of this ocean, tumultuous ocean of Maya, only 7 days, without food, without water, without sleep, we held. And without food, without shelter, without sleep, Sukada Maharshi repeated. What he repeated? He repeated only what his father, spiritual master, Vyasadeva, told, that is Bhagavata. Whatever he told, without altering even one word, as it is, just like a parrot. If you say Rama, parrot will say Rama. If you say stupid, parrot will say stupid. Whatever you say, it will repeat it. So, this Sukadeva Goswami's duty was to repeat what his father told. Anukirtana, it is Kirtanam. If you say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, they repeat the first, and the others also follow Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you say nonsense, they also repeat nonsense. But without doing that, he has repeated what his father. And the father also, who wrote Srimad Bhagavata, 18,000 texts of Srimad Bhagavata, he repeated complete to his son. It is the first sitting in Samyaprasana in Badrikashrama, where Sukadeva held Bhagavatam from his father, a spiritual master, Bhagavatam. And what he heard from him, he repeated the same Bhagavatam in Bihar state, Sukadthal, Muzaffarpur district, on the banks of Ganga. He repeated to whom? To Parikshit Maharaj, who was sitting there and he was performing, because he was cut by Sarmi, by one rishi boy, and he should die after 7 days. Now when he heard, Parikshit Maharaj thought, the boy has not cursed me, but it is a boon to me. Now a boy told me that you can survive only 7 days. 7 days after that you will die. Suppose I will bring some other doctors who can destroy the poison of Takshasa and I may live, but how long I can live? Then the death will come. Anyhow, death will certain. Dātasya hi dhruvam mṛtyu, dhruvam janma mṛtasya ca. When we are born, we will die. It is certain. And I will die. But when I will die, who will tell me? Nobody is there to tell me that. So now the boy has done me great health. So he has told that after 7 days you will die. That is his blessing. It is the blessing of the Lord. Now from today, 7 days I will never touch water. For a glass of water, this has come. I will never drink water, nor I will take food, nor I will go sleep 7 days. And 7 days he held Bhagavata from Sukadeva. Sukadeva, Kirtana, and Parikshit Maharaj Shravana. He was, and many sages, many Radharshis, Devarshis, Brahmarshis, all gathered round Parikshit Maharaj. And so many rishis they came, because they thought, if Parikshit Maharaj goes away, we cannot able to perform our penance, because Kali will come. We have controlled Kali, is of wrangling. it will count. So all of us also must die, as Parikshit Maharaj will go away. What is the use of living in this world? What for? Shall we? So, now katha started 7 days. And after 7 days was not complete, he could able to finish Bhagavatam 18,000 texts told by his father, Vyasadeva. He is the writer of Bhagavat. Now the same Bhagavata in this congregation of all the devotees and sages, saints, Suta Goswami. Suta Goswami also held. Now after 7 days, all these rishis retired to their places and Parikshit Maharaj went to Vaikuntha. Now, in Nainisaranya, 60,000 sages, they were combined and they were performing first yajna, sacrifice, fire, for to control the coming force, that is Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, prayena alpayusa sabhya kalavasmin yuge jana manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya ipadruta. In Kali Yuga, all the people born in Kali Yuga, they cannot enjoy the complete their life. They have no understanding. Their knowledge, their understanding, their merit or their brain or everything will deteriorate, and deterioration will destroy everybody. And now we want to perform this yajna and find out some solution, the easiest, the surest way to give them happiness to those people. And while they were performing yajna, Suta Goswami came there and they asked Suta Goswami, now we are performing yajna till your arrival, not now you have arrived. Now please tell us, what is the immediate step or the definite path we have to follow and what action we have to do? The simplest method, you please tell us. Then he said, you hear what my spiritual master told me and what he heard from his spiritual master, the original writer of this Bhagavata, Vyasadeva. I will tell you, I will repeat the same that I have heard. This is the Guru Parampara channel. If Guru says anything, the disciple cannot alter it. And if the alteration comes, then the channel will be changed. There cannot be a channel. So this method was followed until Suta Goswami, and Suta Goswami also repeated Bhagavata, and they stopped their yajna, sacrifice, and they have completely surrendered to Suta Goswami and they heard Bhagavata. Now, he sees in this Bhagavata, what is the main subject discussed? Bhagavata, it can be called, a devotee is called a Bhagavata. A bhakta is a Bhagavata. And the real and spontaneous function of a bhakta or the activities of a bhakta all his behavior, all things combined, is personified with Bhagavata, personified as a devotee or a Bhagavata. Who is a Bhagavata? One who follows complete Bhagavata from first canto to 12th canto, who has gone through and completely realized the truth, but realized the truth. In the first sloka it is told, first sloka Bhagavatam,
Dharmadasya
jato, Now it describes the whole matter that it is told in Bhagavata. This is called Sambandha and Abhidheya Bhakti. Bhakti is the second sloka. Second sloka is
Dharma prajita.
Dharma
prajita kaitavatra.
Dharma prajita kaitavatra paramo nirmatsaranam satam vedyam vastramattavastra siladam tapatrayon mulam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krutya Kimmahpari Isaro Sadyo Hri Avaruddhate Astra Kutibhi Sutsutubhi Tutsama. This Bhagavata. There should be Janma Adhyastha. This one should be Dharma, Ardha, Kama and Kaitava. This is called Kaitava. Means it is not a natural function. It is only deceiving themselves who with an aim of achieving Dharma, Ardha, Kama or Moksha. Salvation, emancipation, they are the sufferers. They cannot understand this. And without any aim for any of these things, and who depends completely upon the mercy of the Supreme Lord and studies this Bhagavata, Dharma Prochita. Dharma prajita, dharma ardha kama moksha. Dharma is religion, the karma. And if you do karma, you will have some result, whether you do good or bad. If you do good, you will get the reward. If you do bad, you will receive the punishment. That is called ardha. And that, thereby, you will be happy through your sensual presence. And if you don't want Trivarga, you want fourth varga, emancipation or the salvation, that also you can have. But the eternity of this body is not there. So whatever karma it does, it is temporary. And whatever karma it does, that karma also will give you a temporary result. Suppose you suffer, you always cannot suffer. For some time you suffer. Then after that you can enjoy. Just like the sun and the darkness, night, day, time and night. When there is daytime, there will be night. After daytime, night will come. And after night, daytime enjoyment, nighttime suffering. But that is not eternal. So whatever karma we do, whatever happiness we rejoice, that is only temporary. It is temporary. Our suffering also temporary. But it is not, it has no touch with that spirit, Atma, It is only the darshanam, this gross body and the subtle mind. To control this mind also, it is not too much helpful. So, by bhakti, that can be practiced. Bhakti, śravana, kirtana, smarana. Always remembering the Lord. Śravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, pada-sevana. Pada-sevana, you go round the temple, go round the murtis, or go to the sacred places. Pada-sevana, archana, performing archana. With a dhupa, dhipa, nagedya, archana. And pada-sevana was done by Lakshmi. And śravanam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam pada-sevanam, archanam vandanam dasya. Archana, Uddhava Chakravarti, and vandana, akrura, that by Vyasadeva, and the seventh canto, and that navadha bhakti, nine types of bhakti, should be practiced by all. Bhakti can practiced by all. Nothing material requirements or no knowledge of is necessary. Without anything, without observing any rules and regulations, and those rules and regulations to which will develop devotion, that should be needed. But in karma and in jnana marga, what the rules are there, those rules also to some extent we have to follow. And by following all these things, if we surrender, we must surrender. Then after surrender only we can practice. Because if the surrender is not there, then atmanivedanatvapadukari hainu paramo sukhi dukkha duregala chinta narohila chaudhige anandadu ashoka bhai amrita dhar tamar charanat bhai rahatya kano visramalabhiya charinu bhavayar bhai tamar samsare kariva sevan nahiva phalira bhagi Baba Sukha Jaya Kariva Jata Naya Padya Anurag Dukkha Hai Jata Sevata Paraman Sukha Tamar Sevaya Dukkha Hai Jata Sevata Paraman parama Sukha Sukha Dukkha Paraman Sambhata Nasaya Abhidya Dukkha Purva Itihas Gudinu Sakal Seva Sukha Piyay Mane
Now, this
is Saranagati. This Saranagati is complete when we surrender ourselves to the Lord. This body, gross body, and all the organs, and the mind, and intellect, and ego, aham, mama, mind, and I and mind, I, who are you? I am a lady. And who are you? I am a gentleman. I, who are you? I am a teacher. And who are you? I am the proprietor of some farm. And who are you? I belong to this land or that land. I belong to this caste or that caste. Well, I am have an earth group or have groups. Like this, we have to explain ourselves. That is not the proper identification necessary for devotion. Then that identification will be there, because I am a person. I have got some, I am now 50 years, 60 years, 30 years, 20 years. Now my bodily structure is there. And I felt bored, I do this, I see, I hear, everything is going on. So this should be regulated. Only importance is given onto the service. If we engage ourselves in this service, surrendering to the Lord, if we surrender to the Lord, O Lord, I have surrendered to you. And when you surrender, then the service will be given to you. Unless you surrender to the Lord or the representative of the Lord, the realizer soul, the bona fide sadhu, to him if we surrender, dikkha kale, sishya kare, atma samarpan. Sai deha kare tar atma samarpan. Sai deha kare tar siddhantamaya. Aprakta dehita krishna charana sevaya. Now, if we surrender, then this body is not mine. It is the body of the Lord, Supreme Lord. And the Lord, whatever He dictates, the body will move. It will be regulated, my mind will be regulated by the Lord. My intellect will be regulated by the Lord. My thinking power will be regulated by the Lord. My desires will be regulated by the Lord. My actions of all these limbs, hands, legs. Bhakti anukula. Bhakti anukula. Now surrender means anukulya sankalpam, pratikulya vivarjanam, rakshasyatiti visvaso, gaktrukte varnantata, atma nikhyap karpanye, sarvidha sarna. Six types of sarnagati. You must practice. You must know at least. Without sarnagati dancing, no use. You must surrender. The Lord, you want to do the service of the Lord, no, this physical body cannot do. The mental body, the body which is called subtle body, brain or mind or intellect, they cannot do. Who can do? The spiritual body can do. That I should be a spiritual body. Atmanivedan, if I surrender to you, then now I have got thinking power. I say, I will do today this. I will do bhajan. I will do bhajan. But it is not bhajan. First you must surrender. O Lord, my organs, my senses, all belongs to you. And I beg you, Lord, please bless me so that I may do your service without any trouble. And I shall do even namam, though they say repeat namam. But dehatma buddhi in the 10 offenses, there is one pair, dehatma buddhi. You know, but those who have accepted namam harinamam, 10 offenses, what are the 10 offenses? Gurbhavajna and sadhu-ninda, we should not do sadhu-ninda. What is the meaning of sadhu-ninda? Sadhu is a Vaishnava. To Vaishnavas, you should not chastise or you should not do any harm physically, mentally to them. Or mentally also you should not think ill of them. And dehatma buddhi, and Lord Krishna is the Supreme. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Parameshvara is Krishna, Sat Chit Ananda, Vigraha, Sat existence, Chit knowledge and bliss. These three things combined, Sat is eternal and knowledge is eternal. And the bliss is eternal. It is with the Supreme Lord. And it is only a fraction. We are the fraction of this Lord. atomically very small, insignificant jivas, we have also got that Sat Chit Ananda. That Sat, we always exist. We will have no birth, no death. But the birth is only this body. And it will grow, it will decay, it will disappear. So it cannot be, body cannot be Sat. Yes, it is also Sat. Though it is Sat, temporary Sat. But Jiva is eternal. Jiva is eternal like the Supreme Lord. And the knowledge of Jiva is eternal. And the bliss it enjoys is eternal. But this body also has got that Sat existence as long as it exists. And if it is not, the health is not altered, it can eat and happy, it can drink, it can sleep and happiness. So bliss is there. And other thing is knowledge. Yes, you have got so many knowledge, science you have got, physical science. And Ayurvedic or allopathic to maintain this body. But this science, this knowledge is not permanent knowledge. Knowledge is permanent only when we think of the Lord, Supreme Lord, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Adi Govinda. He is Anadi. No beginning and no end. I have in my spiritual stage, I have also no beginning, no end. But now I say that I was born 40 years, 50 years back. My death, birth date is so and so. And I will die, I will grow. I will be changing my mind. Today I said, yes, you are good. And tomorrow I said, no, no, sir, he is not good. That article is not good. It has done this, it has done good. So, influenced by mind, which is quicker than the light. Light, you know, travels in 1 second. 1,86,000 miles travels by. And quicker than the light, the mind travels. So that mind must be controlled. How to control that mind? Control that mind? You can control it. And you do namam. Namam, doing namam is also service. But you should know that. Doing namam, namaparadham is not namam. You must know clearly, you must differentiate it. That's the namaparadham and namabhasa and namam. Through nama repetition you get prema. You will give one ek Krishna name jata papa hare, papiri sadhanai tat papa kare. This is the word of Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamritam. He says that if anybody repeats Krishna throughout his life, he cannot do so much sin. That accumulated sin will be completely rooted out with that one name, Krishna. But we repeat Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How many are? Oh, 16,000. Ha! Oh, 25,000. 50,000. 1 lakh now I do. But actually, you cannot get the real benefit of nama. It is a show. You must do nama only after surrender. If the surrender is complete, the dehatma buddhi, the consciousness that this body, I am this body, and my body, I and mine should be completely rooted out. Who are you? I am his servant. I am Jivatma. I have no birth, I have no death. Jagva Turna Mathesa Mandala Patim Senim Sada Tutsava भूत्वा दीनगणेशको करुणया गोपीनकण्ठासुतो गोपीभावरसामृताभिलहरिकल्लोलमग्नोर्मुहु मन्दे रूपसनातनौ रघुजुगोत्रिजेव गोपाल ऑल ओवर गोस्वामी इन वृंदावन दे हैड नथिंग दे आर देर दे रिचेस्ट पीपुल रघुनाथ गोस्वामी वॉज द सन ऑफ एंड अंकल हिज ओनली सन हु हैड इनकम ऑफ 25 लैक्स एवरी ईयर नाउ इट विल बी 25 क्रोर्स and that income never attracted him and father and mother got him married like such a very beautiful girl but also could not attract him. He went away and there he Puri where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. Then he, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted him, Mr. Raghunath, to Swarup Damodar, his private secretary. And one day Swarup Damodar says, Raghunath wants to know, that he cannot sadaila ghar kilar kita, nadani uddes, kilagi sadaila ghar, nadani uddes, kripakari karun prahu mave tattva upadesh. Now why I was removed from a house? I have come here. And what is my duty I have to do? Then he told this to Mahaprabhu, because he was not able to speak directly to Mahaprabhu. And he says, yes, if Raghunath, if he has faith on my words, yes, I will tell him. Then he asked Raghu, Mahaprabhu says, have you got faith on the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Yes. Then bhalo na khaye, bhalo na parive, omani mana tohaya sada krishna naam lave. You should not have good dishes and good clothing, only kauti naam, one langar and omani. You must be humble. Manadva, you must give respect to all. And you repeat namam day and night. Bhalana khaigar, bhalana padhiye. So now he was only taking madhukari from the houses. Mahaprabhu told his servant Govinda, what is Raghu doing now? He is taking madhukari and tells food and water. Oh, he is engaged in madhukari only. It is not proper bhajan. Then he gave up taking madhukari from anybody. He was the millionaire's son and he used to stand just at the gate of Lord Jagannath. Many devotees in the night, they come and they are so kind-hearted people, may be there. They, without asking, they give prasadam. Like that, several days he used it. Throughout the day, doing nama, a third port. Night, standing at the gate and whatever anybody gives. But also was criticized by Mahaprabhu. And then he gave up because it is like a harlot's duty. Harlot with her dress, they will be standing at the threshold. And many lovers will be coming and say jugs. Because some may not pay, and some may not according to the desire, or some are not good, some are bad. Seeing their faces, they will be calculating. She will be calculated. Like that, oh, this person gave me yesterday, now he won't give. And that person, he may give. But this person, his face is not, with authority will face, he won't give. he will be calculating all the devotees who are returning from Jagannath Darshan. Mahaprabhu, because Mahaprabhu said that, he gave it up. Now he went to a big tub there, cement tub, where these shopkeepers, when the article or they put not sold, it remained, they used to take the food and throw it there, and so that the cows may eat. Now every day, early in the morning, Raghunath goes there, and in the bottom there may be the rice, and that rice he used to pick up and clean it in water, because it is very sour, and alcohol formed. Now, little rice, add some salt, and then Mahaprabhu heard that Govinda, Govinda, what, Raghu, what he is now doing? Said, he is taking like this. He is eating now Jagannath Prasad without informing anybody. Mahaprabhu one day early in the morning got up and ran there. By that time he was washing this rice and putting salt in it and about to eat. With both hands Mahaprabhu removed that prasad suddenly and ate it. Said, oh, Mahaprabhu, don't eat. Why not? You are taking prasadam. Why should I not take prasadam? That is how for 18 years he did this, 18 years. And he was there, Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was in the small room, he was doing bhajan. And there nobody is allowed, because he will be with his personal assistants, our Swarupa Damodar and Ramananda Rai, and Madhavi Mata and Sikhi Mahanti. These only can come. And with them only Mahaprabhu talks. With other devotees, he may see, he but never talk. So those devotees from a long distance, they offer their prayer to go away. Priyasri Mahaprabhu used to ask everybody, now he never asked. Because he stays different. He is always in Vrindavan. He is always in the pastimes of Vrindavan, the gopis and Vrindamut, and Radhakunda or Govardhan. Krishna is playing always the playmates. And that he could visualize under there. And the personal assistants, they used to console him by repeating different stanzas or different scriptures of Bhagavata or 20,000 Vidyapati and writings or Gita Govinda or Jagannath Balabhanata. That's why they were happy. Day and night, Mahaprabhu never took food. No food. Because he was merged with this Leela always, no food. And became very thin. And Mahaprabhu was always day and night weeping in that small room. He never takes one glass of water. But the room is now is wet as if one pitcher of water was thrown on the ground. Always that is wet. Where from this comes? A man cannot understand it. Adhokshada, he is adhokshada. All his activities cannot be understood. Only if one can rise himself to that stage, he can understand it. And one Mahaprabhu, while he was coming from Vrindavan, he came to Vrindavan for 3 years and he roamed all the Braja Bhumi, Braja Mandal. He gone through and he established Radhakunda. Till then nobody knows where Radhakunda is. Now he is in a corn field He was little water and taking water there. That is what he did. This is Radhakunda. So then Radhakunda was discovered. Many places, sacred places were discovered by Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. But they also always they follow by Mahaprabhu Vairagyam. There also who came to Kasi giving his, he was the Prime Minister of Husain Shah Badshah, deriving every month some 10,000 golden coins. And he said, Radha Mora Priti Kwala Samara Bandhan. He said, Radha, the Radha Husain Shah Badshah likes him very much because he was a good administrator. He cannot find him such an administrator anywhere. Though he wants to take rest to resign, he said, don't resign. If you resign, my state will be ruined. But when he resigned, then he asked, you should be sent to jail. And there, the jailer to whom he had given appointment as the Prime Minister, now he said, I question you, please help me. And the night, get the night, allow me to go there. I will help you. I will give you 5,000 coins. I have helped you and give you this position as a jailer. No. If I do that, then Badshah will take my life. Then he brought 7,000 coins and hit me before him and said, oh yes, I will do it. And you tell him that he went to a latrine and through this gate and never returned back. Perhaps he had fallen into Jamuna and floated away. And I will never remain here. I will go to Makkah or Medina. I will never remain here. So saying, he went and with great difficulty walking, he reached the place, Kasi, Banaras, Panchatara Mahaprabhu was staying there. Mahaprabhu prayed, and how could you come away from the prison? Yes, sir, I'll come. Now he said, I will share his head, the Muslim dress here, remove it, and he was given the dress of a sannyasi, the Babaji. Now we see Babaji's dress. There is the origin of the Babaji Vaisa is Sanatana. And Sanatana now, he was living on Madhukari. And he asked Mahaprabhu, Kyami Kyanamaya Jane Tapatra Vyanami Kaibhuti. Kaise Hita Hai. Because this is the way that a disciple should approach his spiritual master and beg him to let him know who is he. Do we ask such a question? We do not know that. Such a question, who are you? He said, who am I? The Guru must tell me who am I. The Mahaprabhu said, you do not know who you are. You are the Prime Minister of Husain Shah Badshah. And you are sent to the jail. Now give bribe. 7,000 coins, golden coins, and came out from and walked with great danger. They walked and reached Ganga and Kasi, Banaras. But you do not know. He used to offer leave, sick leave to the Badshah that I am not keeping well, 15 days, 20 days. 1 month sick leave. He applied sick leave and he used to sit with all the great Vaishnavas and Brahmins and discuss about this, the philosophy of devotion. And you discuss, you do not know who you are. And you ask me, yes, you know it, but still you ask me, It is the duty of a person who has got complete knowledge, yet he only exhibits himself as senseless and lawlessness. But actually you know that, but you are, I will tell you how he will say, Jivar Surupai Krishna Nityala, Krishna Ratatata Sakti Bhada Bhada Prakash. When we consider ourselves as the eternal servants of the Lord, then only we can practice service. Without knowing that we are the same people. We are only name changing maybe, but name changing his activity and his thoughts, his behavior, his mentality, no change. No change. Now surrender, we have to complete the surrender. Then only that change will come. And to complete that also, we have to pray the Lord, all the Vaishnavas, all the Gurus and Vaishnavas, and all the good people must do that. As Raghunath Goswami says in the Manasiksha, Guru Goshte Goshtavaisu Sujane Bhusuragane Swamantre Srinamni Brother Navad Yubad Bandas Charane Sada Dhammam Hitta Kuru Ratima Parvam Atitaram Ayaspanta Tatubhi Ravita. O mind, you are my brother. I beg you, I catch hold of your feet, O my mind. I beg my mind. I address my mind as my brother. Now I am not going to beat or punish my mind, because you are my brother. I beg you. I catch hold of your feet and beg you. You must have always attachment towards Guru, Diksha Guru, Guru and Sikha Guru. Mantra, about the mantra you have received, and Nama. Now Mahaprabhu used to perform Sankirtan day and night. Day and night Sankirtan, not by sitting, dancing, singing, dancing, drum beating, three, throughout the day, 24 hours. This is how we have to perform Ekadasi. Fasting, two means. Fasting only just by taking something or without taking water, performing Ekadasi, it is difficult. Because people cannot have no strength to sit and talk or sing. And dancing and singing with some food is difficult. And people are now weak, very weak, very weak. So they must take some anukampa, something, substance, something, substantial, little. Not the routine food, but in its place something to survive. Yes. And spend the day either by Sankirtan or by reading the text Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or Vishnu Sahasranama or Chaitanya Bhagavata or Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have printed very valuable scripture Chaitanya Bhagavat in English. English. And we have brought those books with us. You will distribute them That one and another one is divine name. You know description of divine name and the offences and devotion, Navadha Bhakti, nine types of devotion, and Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, with quotations of all the Puranas, all Vedam, Upanishads, the quotations in Sanskrit, in Devanagari Lipi, and this is in English. The most, everybody should read that, to have a sound knowledge about devotion. What is Shuddha Bhakti? And Adhikar, Kanishtha Adhikar, Madhyama Adhikar, and Uttama Adhikar. Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. Sadhu Sangha, what is Bhajana Kriya? Nishtha, Bhajana Kriya, what is Anardhana? Nivritti, and what is the Ruchi, what is the Nishtha, what is Bhava? What is Asakti, and what is Bhava, and what is Prema? Everything is quotations of all the scriptures. He has described a valuable book that must be there with all of you. We have got number of books in that, but we want to distribute it to all the people. They will melt. You can say no.
They have gone today. Which is in the Bible. And even though in this battle, all the early past time, which is in the Bible. Very important.
चला कि अब घर ही प्रोग्राम होगा रविवार को घर ही माँ रविवार आएंगे
महाराज would you like any prasad or milk?
I don't have tomorrow.
No, it's too late.
You don't want to eat too much.
If Maharaj wants some prasad, they will die.
Maharaj will take this food.
Today is Ekadasi, Anukalpa Prasad. There is certainly a congregation like this, an Ekadasi, Ekadasi, on Sunday, Sunday. And they eat, they eat Chaitanya Bhagavata, and Srimad Bhagavata.
Yeah.
Jai Srila Bhakti Vaibhava Guru Swami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Bhavat Jubat Vanvat Sarani. All this you must have contact, surrender to the Lord, Supreme Lord, and Brajavasi, all Brajavasis, all sadhus, all Brajabhumi Gosta, you have an attachment with all this. And I just hold up your feet and beg you, my mind, you be kindly attached to this. Do we do that? How can we say that we are perfect? Have we attained perfection? How long since you are doing Nama? And have you attained perfection? What is that perfection? The purity. The mind is pure. It must be pure. By repeating Namam, the mind will pure become. Jag Kirtanam, Jag Smaranam, Jag Ichanam, Jag Bandhanam, Jag Sravanam, Jag Arhanam. Lokasya Saddho, Vidhunot Kalmatam, Tasmai Shuvatra Sravase Namo Nama. If I hear the divine name, if I hear the glories of the Lord, if I hear, if I accept it, and if I offer my prayers, if I hear, I remember, or say, Krishna, all this will make immediately your my body, my mind, my intellect will be purified. But how can we say that my mind is purified? It is full of kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mala, and matsarya. Kama is desire, artha, passion, krodha is anger, and lobha is greedy, and kama, krodha, lobha, moha, forgetfulness, mala, anger, including the arrogance. I am the wealthy person. I know all the philosophies. I am intelligent. Who are these fellows? What they don't know? They don't know anything. And another is malice. We cannot tolerate others. Because if anybody is doing useful manner according to his capacity. No, that fellow doesn't know anything. Malice. This is called matsarya. So these are my enemies. And these enemies, Prahlad told to whom? To his father, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu says, you boy, you know that I gave you birth and I give you education. I look after your health. I have engaged two teachers to teach you and clothing. Everything I give to you. You are a rogue, rascal. And you say, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Who is he? Who is that Vishnu? Who is that? Where is that Vishnu? That father is the very bad. Ishvara Sabhabhutanam Hridyasi Arjuna Tirtas. Arjuna, that Lord is dwelling in animate, inanimate, all the objects. He is there. He is all pervading. Where is that rascal? Show me, can you show? And then, Satyam Vidhatum Nija Bhrittavasitam, the devotee, Prahlad, the eternal servant of the Lord Narasimha. Then he said, yes, he is a very bad. He is a very bad. He is in this pillar. Then he broke that pillar. And the pillar was broken, came out the Lord, half lion and half human form. His hands and legs and the face is lion. And other body as a human. And this is wonderful. I have never seen this. Even Brahma creator also never seen this. How is it? Yet, he never lost faith. He was a brave Kshatriya. He said he wants to fight with them. But how can he fight? And he's fighting with Garuda, a snake fighting with Garuda. The snake cannot fight with the Garuda. It will be killed. And he was killed. How? He was placed on the laps of Narasimha. And he was thrown by the nails of the Simha, was lion. Very tall. He never thought nails can kill a man. No, I cannot be killed because I took the bone. I cannot be killed by any weapon. Even the atom bombs also cannot kill me. No deceit can kill me. I cannot be killed in daytime or the night time. I cannot be killed in the house, inside and outside. And how come all the gates of death were closed? Then he thought, who will kill me? Nobody will kill me. First he asked, give me immortalism, that I will never die. Then said, my dear boy, I have got it. I will die after 100 years. So how can I give immortality? Impossible, don't ask that. Then I say, I am intelligent than you. I will control all the doors of death. How can that come? No way. How the death can enter into my body? Now, to preserve the world of Prahlad, he came from a lifeless pillar. Lord, he never thought that a lifeless pillar can produce a life. He was the master of three worlds. All the demigods were afraid to come in front of him, and he is engaging all in his service. All. And now, because he has got the wound, nobody can kill me. Nobody can kill me. So, to kill him, he has come. Because he said, outside, inside, no? And just on the threshold, and he put him on his lap. He was sitting on his footing lap. An instrument, not any weapons. What weapon? Nails are weapons. But he never thought, nails can kill. Nails kill. Nails. He tore the heart. Very angry. He was very angry. All the demigods cannot come to him to pray or offer their prayers. He was very angry. So all the demigods thought that Lakshmi Narasimha, her consort, his consort, Lakshmi Devi, the mother, you pleasure approach your Lord, so that his anger can be subsided. She said, I have never seen him, that Bhakti figure, Kuryal, figure I have never seen. I am afraid to go. Then they requested Prahlad, you boy, your father, you approach your father. Boy, young boy, 5 years age. And he readily, he went to the Lord and said, Lord, all these demigods could not able to pacify you, where I am born in a demon's family. A demon's family. How can I please you? I do not know language. I do not know the courtesy. Or I do not know anything. I am uneducated and born in a dark family. As you say, that south of a Negro family. as a Negro like. And I was born in that family. How can I able to please you? So saying, he recited. Then 3 or 4 slokams he uttered. Then the Lord very much pleased. And immediately he lifted the boy and placed him on his laps and he touched the boy and kissed the boy and embraced the boy. And after that prayer was complete, he asked, "Now, Prahlad, now you are this demon who was a tremendous demon, your father has died. It is only through your efforts. And now I want to give you a boon. What boon you want? Sir, I don't want anything from you. No. You have seen me, so something must have to accept. I don't want anything. I am your servant. I am not a baniya. Sabai bhrutya, nabai banik. Banik means a baniya. Baniya means shopkeeper. If you go to a shopkeeper, offer money, get the article. So if I have committed anything, service to you, and got not one remuneration from you, I am servant. Servant's duty is all to serve always. What for? Now nobody can understand this service. What is service? What are you doing? I am doing in this department, or that service, or this service, or the bank, or something. Service, what for? For money? How much? So many. Dollars. Every month. But devotion is not that. One who does service for money, for money, it is not service. One who does service for money, he is a baniya. He is not a devotee. It is not the service. Service is ahituki. Therefore, there is no contract. When I have submitted to you, I said I will do your service. What for? Do you want dharma, ardha, kama? Not enunciation. Anything, what do you want? I don't want anything. Then what shall I give? Nothing I want. But why do you offer? What shall you give? I don't want them. It is not service. If I take any remuneration from you, it is not service. I want to make you service. Service for service. Bhaktya sandhataya bhaktya is devotion. That is called devotion. Devotion is not for anything in reward, getting some reward from you. You are my Lord. I am your servant. I will be servant till I receive the reward from you. And after receiving the reward, you are not my master, I am not your servant. Because I have done service, for the service, the wages you have given me, so there can be no relationship with you. But master, you are my eternal master. I am your eternal servant. That if you want to give me any boon, only service. Bhaktya sanjataya bhaktya. Madhvasvani sahasresu. Jesu, Jesu, Bhadamyaham, Jesu, Jesu, Achala Bhakti, Achyatattva Sadasvai. If I have to take birth according to my karma, action, prarabdha karma, if I have to take birth, yes, I will dare it to take birth. But in that birth also, I will never forget you. I want your devotion. Not of Joni Sahasrasu, thousands of births may I have according to my karma. But in those births also, I must have that, continue that birth. There is no end. There is no end to me. There is no end to my service. There is no end to you. You are eternal. Bhakta eternal. Bhakti eternal. Bhagavan eternal. So this relationship should be realized by all. Vamsagar Bhattaru Gosya Kripa Sankar Devas Vajjanam Pavanam. All of you should bless me. You are all Vaishnavas. Hare
Krishna. Jai Shri Bhakti Vaibhav Sri Goswami Maharaj Ki. We are asking his blessing.
Fasting for 7 days. My question is, were all the other sages also fasting as he was doing?
No, I have told you one thing. And tomorrow I will take up the Lord Supreme Lord Krishna. And the other day, and the other day, and the Prema, and the other day. 3 days we have got here. Function. Today is Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Madhurena samapayat, about Madhura Bhakti, about Brahma Bhakti, we will talk and close. Because you are entertaining us, giving us food. So wait, we must repay. How? By taking the Lord's message, Chaitanya's message, that's all. Krishna Prema Pradayat, so distributed Prema to that.